I'm Blade Features reporter Ryan Smith, and I recently had a chance to sit down with women's fashion designer Peter Nygaard, who was in town meeting with customers at two Dillard stores that carry his lines of clothing. It's part of a campaign to visit every Dillard store in the U.S. And why are you doing that? Why visit every Dillard store?
You know, it's really a little bit like a politician. You know, we go shake hands and kiss babies and work the grassroots and get the people out to vote. And in that case, we get the people out to buy. And it's just part of also the relationship that we want to build with the consumer. Learn more about what they want. You know, meet the sales associates. You know, and just promote you know, our business.
What kinds of things do you hear from customers when you meet with them here?
You know, the biggest thing that I hear is the word thank you. Thank you for making this beautiful product. Thank you for considering me, me being a size 14. Thank you for considering me being a petite. You know, I am so appreciative that you are thinking about us special customers, you know, and not only the high fashion models that may be size 4, you know, or 6 foot tall, you know, they're real people. You know.
Who is your typical customer? How would you describe them?
You know, we're really everyday people supplier. You know, everyday people are size 14. Everyday people are 5 foot four or 5 foot six. You know, they do not have perfect figures. They want to be fashionable like the fashion models. They want to look slimmer, younger, prettier. You know, and but normally people don't cater to them. We cater to them. You know, we have all our life catered to them.
How does customer feedback work its way into your designs?
Many ways. We have a whole field network of our RMCs, very excellent, excellent people who are experts in fashion. You know, there's one every city, you know, who are our eyes and ears, you know, who work closely with the store managers or Dillard's, you know, who are every day on the floor, you know, talking to customers, talking to sales associates. They're required to feedback that information continually into our nerve center in New York. We have a fashion intelligence system, you know, a nerve center that's the most sophisticated system in the world that gathers and harnesses in all of the information. A lot of best-selling stars, worst-selling stars, you know, needs of customers, what the competition does, what's going on in Europe, what's going on in the Orient, and that massaged every single day, just like a stock market. You know, these stars go in front of us in real life time, you know. So that's that nerve center of it. And the people out there in the field, you know, the kind of trips I'm doing right now, they're part of it, everyday information.
Some people may not appreciate the role of technology in fashion. Can you explain a little bit about why that's important to you and why you've and how you focus so much on that?
You know, we invented the word Nygaard, where fashion meets technology, 20 years ago, almost before we knew what the word technology was. And for some strange reason, I didn't say Nygaard, it really makes beautiful products, or Nygaard, it really fits. I said Nygaard, where fashion meets technology. And it is becoming the key competitive advantage for us. It's become our intellectual property. That the combining of technology to the science of this business, the operation of this business, has separated us from everybody else. And now we have a new way of retailing, and the technology part of it is like assembly plant, bringing goods fast to the marketplace. Not, you know, our process is in 6 weeks and other people are in 6 months. We are fast, and therefore technology enables us to do that. You know, it's established a very, very speedy way of bringing the latest, fastest product to be right place at the right time at the right price. Technology has made the big difference in terms of us becoming and separating ourselves from everybody else.
You had a chance to walk around the store here today, and we're looking at things. What were you looking for, and what do you do with that?
Oh, I look at everything. No, I'm looking at, you know, in retailing, you have to, there's a saying in retailing, it says three things that are important: location, location, location. So I'm first of all looking where our location is and whether I'm happy with it. I'm looking about presentation, the way the product is presented. Then I'm looking at specific products that may be catching the eye. I'm looking, I was analyzing how our inventory was ending up on the floor. I was short a size 14 navy pants there. Upset me. I should not be. So I'm looking at all those kind of things that make up this business, you know. Besides meeting the customers, I got my eyes open, not only on our products, but our customers' product. You know.
What do you see here and hear here in Toledo that might be different from your trips to Houston or elsewhere?
You know, it isn't that much difference, but the big difference is in the Toledos and in what no other people call a secondary markets is that most people in our position ignore it, and we don't. We come into it, these areas and make them important, and they are important to us, and they so much appreciate it, and they reward you with increasing sales, you know. So us coming to Toledo's and into the other areas like this makes such a difference in our business and such a difference in Dillard's business. We find our biggest gains are in these areas like this, where we treat them first class, and maybe the other competition doesn't, you know.
What are the upcoming fashion trends for your target customer, would you say?
I'm in love with the tunic. You know, I love bigger top and a smaller bottom, so to speak. I like a narrower pant, you know, and I like a tunic look. I like to see the shoulder pads get a little bit wider already. You know, I think we're getting to that era again. You know, we've looked at this junior market for a long time. Junior market had the hip huckers and the rip ticklers, you know, with a belly button showing. That era is over. It's all about the tunic. It's all about long leg looks, you know, and it's so right for our customers. Our customers love the tunic, you know.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about your own style here today, as far as the outfit that you've chosen to wear?
Oh, well, I think I invented casual Fridays. Because I've been wearing this look now, I hate to tell you, about 35 years. You know, have not much changed from my point of view. I think everybody else is starting to wear the jean and the cowboy boots and the leather jackets. So I've made this statement over and over again. So I changed a shirt and a sweater a little bit, you know. But, you know, men's clothing at the end of the day is sort of boring compared to women's. You know, we have a very small scope. I was stepping out when I came casual many, many years ago. I stopped wearing ties 35 years ago. That was really stepping out. You know, I noticed you wearing ties. You see, and this is the look of the man. The shirt that's as far as you can go is a blue shirt and a yellow pant. And you just think about men's fashion 200-400 years ago when they were dressing more like women. You know, and it was glamorous, and they had all the ruffles and everything else. Man, I don't know how we ended up having to have these penguin suits on, you know, and that's the extent of our dress-up. It's not nearly as exciting as women are. For me, I just wanted to break out of it and become casual about my wear. I'm in a casual business, you know, and so I've been wearing this kind of looks now for a long time and enjoying it.
Thanks for listening to this audio cast on ToledoBlade.com.